Now, the college football season is months away, but there's already controversy surrounding the bowl championship series. As there usually is, the BCS is made up of the top five postseason bowls, including the national championship. Lots of fans would rather have a playoff. But now, as NPR's Tom Goldman reports, the BCS may be facing challenges far greater than angry fans.
The anger usually plays out like this. Your university is in one of the smaller conferences, football-wise, but the team has a great season, nationally ranked, and doesn't get into a big BCS bowl. That's because teams from the so-called BCS conferences, the power conferences, have an easier time getting in, even if they don't have as good a season. So, you're steamed, like Bryson Morgan was. He went to the University of Utah when?
In 2004, and then again in 2008. The undefeated University of Utah Utes,
who played in a non-BCS conference,
were denied a chance to play for the national championship.
Morgan watched as some angry Utah fans ranted on internet chat sites and others vowed never to buy anything made by a bowl game sponsor. In 2009, Morgan and several football fan friends turned anger into action.
This is much more than a boycott of Tostitos chips.
Morgan, who's now 28 and finishing up at Harvard Law, and the others, most of them with law backgrounds, started Playoff PAC. The Political Action Committee's goal is to work to end the BCS and replace it with a playoff system. Playoff PAC volunteers have become really good at filing Freedom of Information Act requests. Armed with financial documents from the Fiesta Bowl, one of the BCS bowls, Playoff PAC filed a complaint with the IRS alleging millions of dollars of financial no-nos by Fiesta Bowl execs. At the time, bowl officials said the complaint was, quote, dated, tired, and discredited. That was last year. This was a month and a half ago.
College football's crown jewel, the Fiesta Bowl, is tarnished. The Bowl's president and CEO, John Junker, fired under criminal investigation.
Rocked by the scandal, the BCS fined the Fiesta Bowl $1 million. Critics called that a slap on the wrist. And then just 2 weeks ago, more pressure on the BCS. The Department of Justice sent a letter to NCAA President Mark Emmert raising questions about the BCS system and whether it may be violating federal antitrust laws. There are no questions in Mark Shurtleff's mind. The Utah Attorney General confirmed yesterday he's pressing ahead with antitrust litigation against the BCS. Schools excluded from the BCS bowls, Shurtleff says, are missing the biggest payouts.
We're talking about hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars. When there's an unfair distribution of money that's rigged in a way that only benefits the few to the harm of others, then that needs to be fixed by having a judge declare that it's illegal and they need to fix the monopoly. They need to disband it.
Some legal experts, however, say a lawsuit won't succeed because antitrust law requires a court to compare the current BCS system to what came before and not to a potentially better playoff system in the future. And even critics say the current system, while flawed, is better than the past. Bill Hancock is the BCS executive director.
If you look at the access of what we have today compared to what it's ever been in college football, you would have to conclude that the BCS has been very good for the game all across the board.
It appears that'll be argued in court and in less contentious settings. Since the Fiesta Bowl scandal, several university presidents and athletic directors have spoken publicly about the need to figure out if it's time, perhaps, to chart a new course for schools and football bowl games. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.